What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. It's the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson.
New York Times bestselling author and well-known practicing intuitive Laura Day is back on the podcast today. Hi, Laura.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. I think I was thinking about this before we got on the podcast. I feel like intuition gets kind of passed off as this like woo-woo topic. And so maybe a lot of people even pass over it in their life and they don't really think about it at all. But your work is actually to demystify intuition. Why is that important to you?
Well, you know, something that just by nature, if anything is mystical, it's something we don't understand. And actually, major universities, many governments have done so much research on psychic skills, intuition, extrasensory perception, whatever you want to call it. And we have confirmation that these skills not only exist, but they're in play in our lives all the time, for better or for worse. So I really, for me, what's so important, and I started out as a test subject in the early 80s, but what's so important is not, does it exist, doesn't it? We know it does. The research is online. You can look at it. Stanford, you know, Duke, all of these, Harvard, all of these universities have done research. It's how do we use this to make our lives better? You know, I feel like there are all these philosophies, these mystical things. You do this 20 minutes a day and your life will change. I don't have that many 20-minute segments to still do that and basic bodily hygiene. So
right.
Intuition, we all have it. It is an innate ability. It's often misdirected and can really mess us up. And it's so easy, unlike intellect, unlike our emotions, as we all know, it's so easy to master.
Yeah, I love that. And we talked a little bit about this before we started recording too, but I love the idea of just like the practical tips. Like last time you were here, we really tapped into using your intuition in things like dating and how we can really use our intuition as a guide for who we're dating, how we're dating, all of those things. And this time we kind of wanted to dive into, I mean, it's summer. And so there's all these different ways that you and I talked about using your intuition to really maximize your summer. So I know a lot of people are probably traveling, you know, you're doing a lot more of just like the fun activities in summertime. What do you think are some of the opportunities that we may have just this time of year to really tap into our intuition to kind of maximize the fun, lighthearted living?
So, you know, I think fun, lighthearted living is actually just when things go right and you don't have to struggle with them. It's not even that it's not work. It's that you move a piece and the piece stays moved and it's where you want it.
Mm-hmm.
So part of what happens in our day-to-day life, which for most of us is overfull, and often with the wrong things, is that we're in a grid. It's like we're on a track. We have to do a certain amount of things during the day. A lot of our meetings, even our entertainment, our workouts, everything, we have a structure around us. And that keeps our old way of being in place, because of course we're held together by our habits and our patterns, but they also limit us in many ways. They don't allow us to see, metaphorically see, to know all of the wealth of possibility that the world has to offer us. So the neat thing about summer is, even if you don't go away, other people are going away. Your grid changes. And when your grid changes, the downside, I always like to start with those downsides. The downside is you can be a little off balance. Things can feel like more work sometimes. A lot of the insecurities that your grid kept repressed may come up. It doesn't mean they're true now. It just means that you're not repressing them anymore and you can let them work their way through. But the good thing about the grid being removed is that all of a sudden, if you know what you're hungry for, you're not trapped by your patterns, because a lot, there are cracks in those patterns. And so intuition and life can allow new things in. So I did something for the HuffPost like a decade ago now, maybe more than a decade ago, called the Geographical.
Okay.
It's why we tend to fall in love or get a new job or lose weight when we go to Italy, you know, when we're eating pasta twice a day. And it's because when you move, when you're not in your grid, all of a sudden, if you even have a vague sense of what you want, your intuition begins to find all of the opportunities that you couldn't have seen before because the curtains were drawn.
I didn't even think about that. And it's so interesting that you point out, it doesn't even necessarily have to be that our lives look different. It's just like the nature of summer and how people are leaving schedule. Kids aren't in school, like schedules aren't the same. And I love the point you made about what that can bring up. I noticed that in myself, like the more I'm going, a lot of times, you know, it's easy to get out of touch with yourself, I think. And so then when things stop and slow down and change, like you're saying, the repressed feelings come up. Okay, so can we talk a little more about that piece of it? Like,
because it's really important. A lot of people go on vacation.
Yeah.
I'm someplace I want. Why do I feel so miserable? Why have I suddenly noticed that my thighs are hideous? Why am I suddenly realizing that I have a worse job than everyone else? And it's really because you've been, you know, when you're in a grid, when you're in your daily life, the nice thing is you don't have to feel everything. It's good to repress some things. But when you're out of your grid, the things that are getting in your way or that you think they may not even be true, most of the time they aren't, but that you stuff down, it's not that you're not acting on them, but you're not aware you are, those things come up. And so, and believe me, I have so many clients and students who, when they go on vacation, they send me an emergency text and I say, remember, you're on vacation. The first 48 hours are for you to jot down all the things you're neurotic about so that when you get back, you can talk to your therapist about them. You know, doesn't mean they're true. No, your thighs haven't grown because you're in Aruba. You just have time to obsess about them.
God, that is such an interesting factor. So if we are in awareness about that, like I think that we just pointed that out, so maybe people will start noticing it. How are ways, like, do you have any practical things? I know you just said like the jotting down, like, so when we go on a vacation or we notice maybe there's a little more quiet time in our life and we're spiraling out, is one of the tips you would give to write that down, go to therapy? Like, how do we use our intuition here?
Don't go to therapy on vacation and don't start journaling about your misery on vacation.
Okay.
The important thing to do on vacation, because remember, vacation, getting out of the grid opens up new opportunities. So I would notice the things that are going down, jot them down quickly so you can put them aside, like make a rule. Once I write this down, every time I think about it, I'm going to focus on something else. So, you know, realize that it's static that keeps you from hearing the opportunity intuitively. So I would, you know, put the static aside. Certainly when there's a change, Even when like both of us have had a little health stuff.
Yeah.
Something major, but even a change like that, I always say, okay, like I've had bronchitis. I was flying too much. Great. I can't do all the things I wanted to do, but this is an opportunity to write more. This mm-hmm. is an opportunity to just indulge myself. This is an opportunity to live on a diet of Oreo cookies and chocolate. This is an opportunity. Like where is the opportunity here? So when you're on vacation, believe me, you have plenty of time to obsess when you get home if you want to. But when you're on vacation, you need to be looking for the opportunities. And one of the things that really helps you look intuitively, because intuition needs instructions. Intuition, mm-hmm. once again, there's that mystifying of intuition that intuition's an angel who comes down and guides you in the right direction. No, you are your angel. How do you guide you in the right direction? What do you want? Mm. What are you looking for? Get it out of your messy head, write it down, and then not a laundry list of 50 things. Pick your top three champions and then put them under one umbrella. So the umbrella often is, you know, a functional life. The umbrella can often be amazing passion in everything I do. The umbrella can be ease in supporting my needs. And the umbrella changes. But when you're on vacation, what are you looking for? Are you looking for just rejuvenation? Are you looking for love and hot passion that will last you a lifetime? Like, what are your goals? Because intuition responds to your goals. If you take a moment, and everyone do this now, think of how you phrase things in your head. Oh my God, I hope I'm not alone. Oh my God, I hope I have enough money to retire. Oh my God, I hope my child gets into college. They're in preschool, please. Could you at least wait for me? Like we tend to focus our thoughts, our intuition, and our attention on negatives. I mean, as mammals, to survive, that's what we're hardwired to do, but we're not living in the jungle or the tundra anymore. We are actually conscious enough and intellectual enough to be able to, you know, use information differently. So your intuition is helping you find all the fearful information about retirement. Or, you know, when I was single, I was in my 50s and intuition was helping me find literally every article I'd never seen before on how, why after 50, you will not find a mate and all the men are gone and blah, blah, blah. I got happily married to the man of my dreams in my 50s, who I adore, who is my reward for all the frogs. But the frogs were wonderful too. But anyway, our intuition can as easily inform us about all the miserable things and how to achieve them. Mm-hmm. What we want to do is just the same way we take our reins in emotion and we take our reins in intellect. You know, if you use your intellect to investigate toenails for 5 days, it's not going to do much for you. If you use your intellect to investigate your market, it might do a great deal for you. So you want to train your intuition the same way. And how do you do that? On vacation, what is it you want to experience? Mm. What is it you want to create? You know, it's funny, goals should be tied to experience. And we don't think of it that way. Why do you want a lot of money? Oh, you want a lot of money to have ease in your life and be able to do everything. There's so many ways to achieve that. You know, I never pay for an airfare, by the way. I just gather points. I fly like a millionaire. You know, there's so many different ways to skin a cat. More than one way to skin a cat. Remember that old saying?
Yeah.
So what you need to do is focus your intuition on what is it you want, and then notice where you feel that already in your life, because you'll expand that feeling. Feelings usually aren't very good intuitive markers, because a feeling could be that you need to eat a sandwich. But what feelings do is they give us information about what it is we're looking for. Mm. So not only what do you want on vacation, you want to fall in love, but you want to feel sexy and amazing. Look for it in that moment. And actually, intuition will help you find ways to connect with the people who may become that forever in your future.
Yeah. It's so interesting because what I hear in everything that you're saying is simply that these things that come up, especially in the quiet times, and maybe for some of us that summer when plans change, schedules change, it's not our norm. We finally are like having even fears come up. It's just a way to get to know ourselves more. And what I hear you saying is like these things come up and it's not necessarily to start beating ourselves up. They're already in there and probably driving a lot of our decisions anyway, as you said, but like they come up. And how are we going to reframe this and actually listen to ourselves or look at what's behind it? Like in actuality, like how we are getting to know ourselves.
The looking what's behind it sometimes is a rabbit hole, and rabbit holes sometimes are not even good for rabbits.
Okay. Okay. So maybe don't do that part.
The traumas, the difficulty, the trauma, the things you're not, blah, blah, blah. That's all going to come up anyway. Move ahead on doing what you want. So what does that look like intuitively? And I want to focus people because I've been talking a lot about, what happens, how it happens, what you do, what you don't do. What are your goals? Write down three goals. And then what is your main goal? If you could put those under one umbrella, if you were shooting an arrow at a bullseye, I call it for my group, abracadabra. If you were shooting an arrow at a bullseye, what does that look? What is that in terms of your life? What does it look like, smell like, taste like, feel like, sound like, using all of your senses, which is, by the way, how we get world information, intellectual information, and how we get intuitive information. And then begin to notice as you move through your day, where does your mind go? Where does your attention go? And direct it not toward happy thoughts. Because I always think, if you're not looking, if you're not like realistic, then that's pretty stupid. Mm-hmm. You want to be realistic. But realistic is I choose the opportunities. I don't choose to club myself all the time. So realistically choose the opportunities. The obstacles will come up. Commit to when obstacles come up, knowing that there is a tool to deal with them.
Okay.
And then notice what you notice. And I don't mean in a focused way, because focus is actually narrows our intuition. When you have a goal, and then just kind of notice what comes in from left field as you go through your life, what you're perceiving differently, mm-hmm. who you're perceiving differently, and what you're noticing about yourself differently. And that's not an internal process. You may notice that dogs like you, for example.
Yeah.
Dogs are good judges of character. So you may all of a sudden notice that dogs have always liked you, but you never noticed it, but don't like you. And then you'll notice that when you're with people, you're always trying to be entertaining. But when you're sitting on a train and there are a bunch of dogs who are just looking at you, you're actually just kind of resting in yourself. And you think to yourself, gee, maybe I'll try that at this party I'm going to Friday. And so you be as if you were sitting on a train at that party. You're just you. You don't try. You don't entertain. And all of a sudden you notice, wow, there's a reaction. People are coming toward me. People are interested in me. And you have a new paradigm that you can practice. What's really important about intuition is you have a goal. You begin to notice information. You begin to practice and apply it. And then if the change verifies your actions, you know it's intuitive.
Okay. So if the change verifies the actions, meaning it plays out, it works, you knew then that was in line with your intuition.
I mean, people all are talking, I'm a big anti-manifestation person, although I use
okay.
Just means you're making something happen. Once again, don't mystify it. I manifest an ice cube by putting water in an ice tray and putting it in the freezer. Manifestation. We are creatures of manifestation. Mm-hmm. It makes me so sad when people attribute their wisdom to guardian angels and attribute their luck to chance. Mm-hmm. You are your luck. You are your guardian angel. You are not alone on this planet. People are working with you. And I want to talk about telepathy, so remind me.
Okay.
People are working with you. You're just learning to run your machine. And when you get the user manual down, even halfway down, all of a sudden life works out, not because of magic, not because of angels, not because of a higher wisdom, but because you are taking power and responsibility in your own life. Mm-hmm. And listen, we're all knocked down. I've been knocked down plenty of times. Google me. We're all knocked down. The trick is to be able to, when you're knocked down, say, even though all I want right now is to become part of the pavement and never get up again, what would make it better right now? And then do a tiny piece of that, because intuition will answer your questions. If you ask it questions, it will answer. It may answer in terms of someone new popping into your life. It may answer in terms of you're noticing things you didn't notice. But intuition is there as a survival skill to make it okay for you. And your intuition is something that really, once you direct it, without your having to see or know all this information, will simply take you to the right people, making the right decisions, and to the right places.
I wholeheartedly believe everything you just said. To me, that is how I live my life as well. And I think it's been an interesting journey of getting to the really like trusting myself and trusting my own intuition and listening and all of those things, and then taking the next step. And I agree with you that we are much more powerful than we ever attribute. However, I can hear the naysayer saying, well, if there's no higher power or anything like that, and I'm just the person, that sounds to me like ego. So could you talk a little bit about maybe the difference between ego and intuition and how we know when we're operating in one or the other?
Absolutely. First of all, I don't believe in intuition. I was a test subject in the early 80s. My experience is, and research shows, that we are intuitive. Intuition works. It's able to do a lot of things. And it's based on the fact that I began as a research project. And I still use my intuition that way. One reason I work mostly for companies is because if you're wrong, they fire you. So you know whether you are intuitive or whether you're just having a nervous breakdown.
Right.
I don't know with subjective information. I forgot what you had just said about the ego.
Ego, so yeah.
If you don't have an ego, then you belong in, and probably are in, a mental institution unable to understand this. The ego is the architecture of your physical being, of your reality. I didn't say there's not a higher power. The higher power is us in unity. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people do a lot of spiritual practices that are really about how do I meditate and become one with everything. One with everything doesn't build a building, doesn't find your true love, doesn't build a business. Human beings do, and human beings need ego. Any sentence that you begin with I is ego. I love, I believe, I construct, I defend, I enjoy, I honor, you know. So I think that we need to when we talk about someone having ego, what we're really saying is ego injury. And yes, ego injury is all the stuff that comes up that first day of vacation when you notice that your thighs, nobody could possibly love you and you can't be in a success ever with those thoughts. You know, that's ego injury.
Okay.
Ego is actually being able to say, I believe in this, or I want this, and I am going to use all of the energy, all of the people, all of the events around me, and I, as an incarnate being, as someone with an ego, the architecture of manifestation, am going to take all of that energy and manifest from it, create from it a reality. And, you know, spirit, when people speak of spirit, and my new book that's coming out in the spring is about this. Spirit, if you think of the concept of spirit or of God, if something's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent, it's not changing. Think about that. You're not changing. So spirit is the perfect manifestation of all energy at this point in space and time. Who gets up, makes difficult decisions, has to sacrifice for others or not, and feel whatever they feel around them? Who works hard? Humans do. We evolve spirit through our actions, which is why when we look down on someone who is struggling, they are struggling for us all. And I think when I see in boot camp, which I teach every year, and I see as people really see that intuition can give them detailed information, that healing and intuition can actually make things happen in the real world or in their bodies in a different way, I see them look at one another differently. Mm. Because the person on the street has the same power as the person with the billion-dollar corporation. They are just as useful. They are learning something for that whole body of energy that we call spirit. And so, you know, you start by, and again, summer is a great time to do this, not because it's peaceful. Summer shouldn't be peaceful. I hope you're all going out and raising cane, but, but you know, it's a great time to value yourself. To say, these great, wonderful thunder thighs, they have taken me places. I love them and someone else will too, you know, when the neurosis comes up. It's a great time to really know that you make mistakes, but the things you did right took a lot of effort. You know, life is complicated. Mm. And we need to respect ourselves and protect ourselves and respect one another. Just on the basis that we are all here fighting the good fight, you know?
Yeah.
And we need to be helpful. One of the things that I notice when people do intuition work is that they approach others differently. They really think, wow, what can this person offer me?
Mm-hmm.
But also, what can I offer this person? Mm-hmm. How do I create that energetic dynamic where I'm not walking this walk alone? And it's people don't realize, you know, what they have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
They often feel like, oh, people want me for this or that, but actually they want you for something completely differently. And people don't ask for what they need. You know, if what you want is to find someone to love, advertise it. Let everybody know. Go on vacation and be open to it. Walk as if you are in love and say hello to that person who you're ashamed to say hello to because you think you're not, you know, just be in it. In intuition, we call it embodiment.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing your intuition to give you the details of the best you can possibly have and then make it even better.
And I just hear this tying back into what you were saying at the beginning, though. Like when we get quiet, when life
not
changes.
Quiet, though. It's not quiet. Actually, intuition takes place often in the middle of a lot of busyness. And all of a sudden, you notice something and it takes your attention and you decide to either go in that direction or be distracted by everything else. That direction isn't quietness. It's just appropriate busyness. And I think that people, you know, intuition's a survival skill. And if you have a goal, all those waves will carry you home.
If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature-regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Yes, I think I was saying maybe it's not that you get quiet. It's when time, your life changes a little bit and the things start to come up. And we look at those a lot of times as these bad narratives, these negative narratives. And it's like, no, it's actually your guidance and it's coming up. And how you respond to it is your full intuition.
Also, we don't, you know, we're mammals and mammals are hardwired to not like change.
Right.
It's not like I hate it when people say, oh, maybe it was for the best. It's like, screw you. This is
awful. Yeah. Especially when you're going through it. It's like, right,
exactly. But it's my job in my life to make it for my best.
Right.
It's not someone handed me the best on a silver platter. Like, I just want to smack people when they say that. But it's my job to make it the best. And what we do in order to do that is to process the horribleness while looking for the can do in any situation.
Okay. What does
someone dumps you? Well, that's like one of the worst. And I see it in my life and in my students. Someone dumps you, you feel like nothing. Your heart is broken. You get obsessive. Everything comes up. There's all this political negotiation, mutual friends, sometimes mutual reasons. But and the only thing that starts your motor in a good direction is what does this open up for me? What can I do? No, I never want anyone else, but I can date again. You know, no, I wish his little shirts were still there, but I have more closet space. Like, I'm
right.
Not Pollyanna-ish. I'm not saying don't grieve, don't, you know, rail against the gods, but it's our job to survive what's thrown at us. And guess what? Intuition allows us to do that. Not always easily. Change is rarely easy. Even falling in love is hard. In fantasy, it's great. In reality, it's okay. How do we deal with finances? How do we deal, like my husband and I had to deal with each other's children. Like, how do we deal with, you know, closet space? Whose house do we live in? How are we? Oh, your mother doesn't like me. Oh, your father is judgmental. It's, you know, in our fantasy, you know, there's the Arabian stallion. There's the
obviously.
In reality, it's that my husband's probably going to get the cold I have.
Right. it ain't sexy.
it ain't. And it is amazingly, you know, real intimacy. We have packaged. And that's a wonderful thing about vacations. You know, we have packaged fun. We have packaged intimacy in these little cubes that are actually, if you look at them, incredibly uninteresting.
Mm-hmm.
Real intimacy is having that knockdown, drag out fight and, you know, torturing each other maybe for a few days until you get all the pus out of the wound and coming back together and then learning the next time to do it a little more graciously. Mm. Not at that point yet. But it's real intimacy is learning that people aren't perfect and forgiving them. Real intimacy is, wow, this person doesn't check all the boxes. but I really love this person. And how can I, you know, how can I work with this in a way that all my boxes are checked? Because it is important to get your boxes checked, you know. But, you know, often what we want others to do for us is what we really want to be able to do for ourselves, but don't have the confidence in ourselves to do it. And, you know, a great way to, a lot of times my readers or students will say, well, I don't believe in myself. And I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't believe in you either right now. But do, you know, do as if, work hard, get it done anyway. You know, believe is not a prerequisite. Feeling confident is not a prerequisite. The day I feel confident about my work, I have moments where I feel confident, but the day I feel confident is the day I've stopped growing.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree with that.
And I've stopped growing because I'm so anxious about everything I do. And it allows me to be better, to create more, to, you know, and people also, you know, put down shame and guilt. There are definitely places for shame and guilt. I've done things I'm ashamed of, and I've done things I feel guilty for. I try to make them up to people. I try to ask forgiveness. We hold ourselves to these very plastic standards that actually you'd be very uninteresting if you were perfect. And you are perfect for whatever place in your life you need.
Yeah. Well, we've kind of touched on the body thing a couple of times. So you kind of just put me into a really good transition, mentioning the plastic and all of those things. And you kind of thrown in the hating your thighs on vacation. So let's talk about body image and how we can use our intuitions to tap into our bodies and even in diet and exercise. I know this is some of the stuff that you're working with people on now, and I had never thought about it in this capacity at all. So I want to talk about that. Will you just describe kind of the work that you're doing and the strategies for achieving our healthiest selves via our intuition?
So I have a lot of clients who I tease. I say, you know, you've actually lost a 5-year-old child because that's how much weight they've lost or how much muscle they've gained. I said, you know, you used to carry around a 5-year-old child. Child's gone. It's dealing, we deal with diet and exercise very counterintuitively.
Okay.
You know, there's always the fad of the moment, one size fits all. Spending, it's a huge multi-billion-dollar industry of all kinds. If all of these things worked, we'd have no diet industry. We'd have no weight loss industry. But what I have seen in 40 years of teaching that does work is a very simple intuitive process. Not that it doesn't take discipline. Everything worth doing takes elbow grease and discipline. Mm-hmm. But it has, and it's based on the formula in the book I wrote called The Circle.
Okay.
And this is first, what is your goal? And that will evolve over time. You know, your goal initially may be to lose 50 pounds, but that goal, as you begin to lose weight and you don't like the look of your body or the feel of your body, may be to feel and look great. And then that goal may evolve into, you know, being in good health to be able to X, Y, or Z, or get pregnant, or whatever it is you want to do. So set your goal. And then the second element of the circle is embodiment. So allow yourself to notice as if that goal in your life. Don't pretend, because pretend uses things you already know that didn't work before and aren't going to work now.
Okay.
Embodiment is allowing. So everybody try this now, even if you're perfectly happy with your body. Try allowing yourself to experience your body the way you want to experience it. And don't do it in a meditative state. Life is not in a meditative state. Whenever I make a suggestion like that, I see everyone's eyes go space.
I just wanted to do that too.
La la la. No, you're in your body. You're
okay.
When you're doing this, but you are allowing the experience of your body the way that you want it to be. Allow it. You set a target when you set a goal, and now allow it. And by the way, it may not be physical. Like when I set my target, I want to just feel happier and more relaxed. That's my physical target, is that my body operates in a way where I'm happy and relaxed. I'm very type A.
Okay.
And then what you do, and I often suggest you do this at the top of every hour, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, for 10 seconds, is you do this repetitively. And what happens is that what your intuition notices about how it wants to, how you want to feel or look, becomes the new pattern. And you'll find yourself doing things. I did this for health, 32 years ago. And all of a sudden, I guess maybe a week or two into doing it, and I was doing it in preparation for getting pregnant. I wanted a really strong body.
Sure.
I had an aversion to sugar. All of a sudden, I couldn't stand the aftertaste that I'd never noticed before of sugar. And I couldn't eat anything with pure sugar in it. I could still eat bread. But I and I am someone who lived on chocolate eclairs. I couldn't stand the taste. So there was this sudden thing. I have another, this is a more a powerful one. Another woman in my group, and this is going back in time, who had been obese her whole life. And she did this. And all of a sudden, whenever she ate a fat, she would, I mean, I'm sorry for the detail, she would vomit. Mm-hmm. And it ends up that her gallbladder got on board and got irritated, nothing that was risky to her. And she couldn't digest more than a little bit of fat. And she lost all this weight.
Oh my God. This was just after changing the mindset, like you just taught everyone to do?
Yeah. And then there are other steps in the circle that will help speed the process and that will happen organically. So it's good to know about them because sometimes they kick you in your butt. Like feeling sick every time you have a fat can kick you in your butt unless you realize that you have things like inner roadblocks and outer roadblocks and that your life has to work together. And it was interesting because she had used fats as a comfort and she had to find other ways to comfort herself. And she ended up with more groups in her work. So she had more company. So she switched over from individual to group work, which by the way, had her meet her future husband. I mean, what's really interesting is a small change in your life, tiny one, changes your entire life because you're when I was doing laying on of hands, people would say, listen, work on the eczema, but don't worry about the asthma. It's like you're a system. If you heal, you heal.
Yeah.
So when you're working on your body, really, and then noticing, like I probably could have overwhelmed the aversion to sugar, but I knew what I was doing and I took it as a cue. Oh, okay, I'm going to honor this. What am I wanting now? And what I was wanting then was more protein. And I later met Deepak Chopra, and apparently my type in Vedic medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, should eat protein and fat and like in a certain way. Whereas everyone was saying to me, oh, you're not healthy because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables.
Right.
That's not the right food for my body.
It's not a one size fits all.
And you know, there are all these, be careful when you're in anything in your life, they're always fads. Mm-hmm. So now the fad is metformin and the fad is, I forget what the other one, what the other medicine is called. The fad is taking these pills to lose weight.
Ozempic. Yeah.
It may be great for you. And yeah. But allow intuition to weigh in. If you have concerns, check.
Sure. Them. Yeah.
If when you take something like Ozempic or metformin, your tastes change, notice it, report it to your doctor, but don't ignore it and don't not factor it into your intellectual understanding. Mm-hmm. Because ideally, In any kind of change, your emotions, your intellect, and your intuition work together to give you the best result.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
I think you've given us a lot of tips for intuition today, and I love tying into the body, all of the summer practices we talked about. If there are people listening and they are like, but where do I start with this intuition stuff? What is your top tip for just getting started?
Okay. Can I give four?
Of course.
Okay. Top tip, have one single goal. What is it you wake up wanting more than anything? What is it you're jealous of in others? What is it you go to bed empty for? One goal, and stick with that goal. You know, life keeps wanting you to focus a million places, but you're dividing your energy a million ways. Mm-hmm. One goal. It doesn't mean that you don't care about everything else, but you contextualize those things in terms of that one goal. Your goal is love, but you need a new job, you get a new job. But you also look at that new job. Where is it that I can meet people who will expand my social? You know, use everything for that goal.
Okay.
Embody. So allow, take a moment, 30 seconds at the top of every hour to notice the experience. And some of it will be challenging. You know, some of it will be the obstacles, but to notice the experience of being in that goal.
Okay.
Or you go to sleep. Sleep is a really interesting time for intuition. Dreams don't tend to be intuitive. They tend to be your emotional vomit. But it's a great time because you're not using your intuition to survive and respond to your environment. Mm-hmm. So before you go to sleep, give your intuition a task. I want to end this fight with Jennifer. I want to find a comfortable way to lose weight or to have a healthy body that also opens up other avenues in my life. So give it a task, write it down. It's really important to get it out of your messy space and into someplace you can find it. And then if you like something a little magic, put it under your pillow. Mm-hmm. Not necessary. Most important thing is to write it down. But sometimes people like ritual. It engages their awareness that they're not alone. And then when you wake up in the morning, don't try to remember dreams, but notice who you're thinking of, what you're thinking of, where your attention goes, how you feel, what you want, what you don't want, what questions are coming up. Just take a moment to notice and then start your day.
Okay.
Again, jot down what you notice. What you will find is you get a lot of information that you then either do something about or don't.
Okay.
Here's an important thing. you really need to take action on information. Now, if intuition is telling you to do something that is risky, it's probably not intuition. That's not how intuition works. But if intuition is saying to you, you know what, Tuesday night feels exciting, and all of a sudden you get an invitation to something really boring on Tuesday night, say yes.
Okay.
You know, and use discipline. If intuition is telling you that every morning, like my intuition recently told me, in order to jumpstart something I'm doing, I need to get up and write 1,000 words before I even look at my phone. That's like pulling teeth for me. I'm applying discipline.
Okay.
It's horrible, but discipline is a really important thing. Spend your energy on yourself.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't have to work the first time. You are the magic. I said 4, but I'm going to give 5.
Okay.
You are the magic. Give magical properties to everything you do. When you drink a glass of water, say, this will cleanse me, because your body will use it for that. When you eat, don't eat the Oreo cookie and hate yourself. Eat it and say, you know what? I'm choosing to give myself this treat, even though it's not on my diet. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to savor it. You know, be intentional and magicalize things only when it serves you. Broken mirror, good luck. Stepping on a crack, good luck. Do not let things that have no meaning take on a meaning and power that is detrimental to you. Give them a meaning and power that empowers you and your life and your dreams.
Oh, I love that. That is my favorite note to end on, because it's so empowering. Laura, I know we've mentioned The Circle a couple of times, and I'll go ahead and link that in the description of this podcast for you guys. Where else can people find you if they want to know more about your books, or just keep up with you, and or maybe work with you?
So I do a boot camp every year, which is a training, and the people stay together forever. So you have kind of 50 other free psychics to read you for the rest of your life. LauraDay.com is my website. I put out a newsletter. I pop on Instagram live all the time at Laura Day Intuit and just give free little workshops. People exchange readings. My advanced students, who I refer clients to, they do readings on the lives, and they're amazing. And newcomers are often amazing. So you can see your own, you can experience your own intuition. I've written 6 books on intuition, on a variety, whether it's love or business or The Circle, which I really, really adore because it's the system I use every day. And that's about it. And I travel all over. I do a lot of events. I do a lot of free events. I do a lot of little workshops. And we're a very inclusive community, because one of the things intuition teaches you is we are all in this together.
Oh, we need some of that in this culture these days. Laura, thank you so much for being here. I'm going to put all of her contact info in the description of this podcast as well. You guys go check it out. You're one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram for all the reasons you listed. So,
oh, thank you.
Yes. I so appreciate you being back with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. This is always fun.
Thanks for listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson, where we believe everyone has a little velvet and a little edge. Subscribe for more conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. Search Velvet's Edge wherever you get your podcasts.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's 3rd best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.